give Rhode Island all the credit they deserve. You know, we saw firsthand, you know, why they're unbeaten in FCS play, why they're the top team in CAA football. They play a very efficient game. They get stronger as the game goes on. And they're an excellent fourth quarter team. And, you know, we knew that going in, and we knew that we were going to have to play the full 60 minutes in this game. I thought our guys did a pretty good job for the most part, but we weren't able to close it out, you know, on the defensive side, you know, well, against our defense, you know, Rhode Island, they threw it and ran it with equal effectiveness. You know, in the second half, I thought our defense, you know, rose to the occasion and made some key stops, got had a couple turnovers, blocked a field goal that gave us a chance, you know, but ultimately it wasn't enough to pull the game out. They scored the decisive points, I think, as you said, with a little over a minute to go. And you got to credit their quarterback, who I thought is extremely efficient, and they ran the ball extremely well all day long. So, you know, we've got to be better. We've got to do a better job at, you know, on our third downs and finding consistency in the second half.
You got the big play early in that second half. Miles Mitchell, you know, sets up the touchdown early to put you up 28-17. How big of a boost was that, and how good did you feel about where you were at that point?
Well, you know, we felt good about it, and certainly, you know, that was a tremendous play by Miles, and you know, he really came up big and, you know, set us up in really good field position, and I think that was, you know, part of the way that we were able to battle back and get ourselves in it. And you know, I'm happy the way our kids responded to the adversity, particularly at the end of the game in the closing minute. You know, we get the ball out, we're right around midfield, we got a first and 10, but you know, unfortunately, we turn it over there. But you know, our guys are continuing to make plays. It's a young defense. They're starting to believe in what they do and what they're being asked to do, and they're starting to make plays because of it.
Offensively, it was another good day for Derek, 266 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And we've talked about a number of your receivers on these calls this season and the great years they're having. But one guy I don't think we've talked a lot about is your tight end, Jack Nery. 8 catches, 50 yards in the game, and a touchdown. Just talk about the day that he had and what he provides at the tight end spot with all those guys you have out wide.
Well, you know, he's just an extremely consistent in everything that he does. You know, whether we're asking him to block, whether we're asking him to, you know, be involved in the pass game, he's reliable and he's consistent. We know where he's going to be. Saturday just happened to be a day where Derek was able to find him and get the ball in his hands. And, you know, Jack, he doesn't disappoint you. He has a workmanlike attitude, and he's going to get done what needs to be done on any particular play.
The running game, probably the numbers were, but I'm guessing not what you were after was 69 yards. Was that just sort of the nature of the way the game went, or were there some struggles trying to move the ball on the ground?
Well, I think you got to credit, you know, Rhode Island for that. I mean, they play a phenomenal defense. They have all season. They're a very difficult team to run the ball against. We were probing and trying to get some things going, but you know, then we were having a little bit more success throwing the ball. So that's an area that we had to go to. And you know, certainly in the second half, it was kind of wide open. We had to throw the ball.
Defensively, you said, as you said, you gave up some yardage both through the air and the pass, but you were able to force 3 turnovers in the game, and then Chris King coming up with a couple of sacks in the game. Did you feel like you know that they were making enough plays maybe to give you a chance, even though the yardage total was a little higher?
Well, ultimately, I'd like us to make a few more plays, and the
Yeah.
result might have been a little bit different. But, you know, even though we gave up a significant amount of yards, I think we rose to the occasion. We had key fourth down stop. We blocked a field goal, as you mentioned. We had 3 turnovers, all that gave our offense the ball back and gave us a chance in the game. You know, in between those times, though, that Rhode Island was able to move the ball effectively on us and take a lot of time off the clock. But you know, I think we're still trying to find that sweet spot on the defensive side where we can be more efficient on a down after down type basis.
Looking ahead to Saturday, another tough test as your team goes on the road and faces a New Hampshire team that has certainly got a lot of weapons on offense and a tough defense as you've started to prepare. Give me some of the challenges they present for you.
Well, as you said, Rob, they've got a number of you know, weapons, a number of threats on the offensive side. Players where, as a defense, you know, need to know where they are, you know, and it starts with their quarterback. who he's very efficient. He takes the high percentage throws and he completes them. They've got three guys at the receiver position who are all talented. They're all averaging well over 10 yards a catch. I think 16 of their 19 passing touchdowns come from that receiver group. And they've got an offensive line that is big and strong. I mean, and that's something that, you know, we see every week in this conference, a big, strong offensive lineman. You know, and then over on the defensive side, you know, what's not to like about that unit? You know, they've got two defensive ends, number eight, number zero, two seniors. They're very talented, very active. I think between them, they have 15 or 16 sacks, 24 tackles for loss. They've got a linebacker, number 39, who's very active in there. And I really like what they're doing in the secondary. Their leading tackler on defense is one of their safeties, number five, a grad transfer. Who brings maturity and a stabilizing force to that side of the ball?
You mentioned their wide receiver group, and they have spread it around similar to what you do, right? There's a lot of options on the outside. As you looked early at some of those guys, what makes those guys so tough to slow down?
Well, I think, you know, they've got really good size in that position, you know, where we, I think we have talented receivers here at Monmouth. We don't have the size and the physical presence that their guys have. You know, they're guys that, you know, they go up and they get the ball, they catch the ball with their hands, they're able to run after the catch. So, you know, they're the entire package. And when you put all of those guys together, you know, you've got to pick and choose, you know, what you're going to do on the defensive side.
And then just one more question on their defense. As you said, they've kind of ridden that defense all year long. They had Albany, as I was talking to Coach Santos about, shut out for three quarters. What challenges do they make to your high-powered offense? What makes that group so good, and how have they been able to slow some
They
pretty good
force
offenses?
you. Yeah, I think they force you to be extremely consistent on the offensive side. If you're going to gamble and take a shot, you better have a pretty good chance that you're going to succeed with it. They have the ability to get up the field and harass the quarterback. As I said, they have a number of sacks just from the defensive end position. They make it difficult to throw the ball, and they're talented on the back end. They do a great job of covering people. And I think we've seen that each and every week, you know, that in the games that they've played, they make it tough to score on.
All right, Coach Cal, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you.